This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Two things have happened recently that show the escalation of techno-fascism and how the tech giants, including Twitter and Apple, as I'll mention here, but also Google and Facebook, of course, are really criminal fronts. They are engaged in massive conspiracies, and I believe as well a massive financial scam in the case of Twitter and his the CEO, Jack Dorsey, there. But let me explain what happened over the last couple of days. I appeared on the Alex Jones Show as a guest on February 6th, and there Jones asked me, and I posted the video on National News, Jones asked me a question about the Joe Rogan, Jack Dorsey flare-up, well, not really flare-up, collusion, you could say, where Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, appeared on Joe's show, and they were pumping up Bitcoin. Well, turns out that Joe Rogan, according to Hacked.com, is being paid $300,000 a month by the Cash App that's owned by Twitter that is pushing Bitcoin. And then Jack Dorsey has made investments in a renewed high-speed lightning protocol for Bitcoin. So here you have Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan pumping up Bitcoin and pushing a crypto Ponzi scheme that has already harmed millions of people with massive financial losses all around the world. And this crypto is, of course, regulated by the SEC in the sense of you can't make claims about this without offering financial disclosure. And yet Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan offered no financial disclosure during that interview. So in my mind, it looks like they committed massive criminal violations of SEC regulations. And so when I was a guest on Alex Jones' show, I mentioned this, said, you know what, this needs to be looked into because this looks like a gross conflict of interest. Well, guess what? Within hours, Twitter banned all three Twitter accounts that we use here at Natural News, including the Health Ranger account, that's at Health Ranger. They banned or suspended the Real Natural News account and News Target. And they did this because of what I said on a radio show that's not even on the Twitter platform. Do you understand? So Twitter will ban you for being a journalist and raising questions about Twitter or questions about Jack Dorsey on another venue. So if I go on a radio show and I say that Jack Dorsey needs to be criminally investigated for pushing a Bitcoin Ponzi scheme with conflicts of interest that were not disclosed while paying off Joe Rogan, reportedly, with $300,000 a month to have him on as a guest and pump this up and make a bunch of money and not tell people the truth, and those people might get royally screwed one day, you know, because of all the crypto scams and all the ICO scams that have already ripped people off. Because I dared to even hint at that, Twitter banned all three of my accounts simultaneously, obviously manually. And if you go into those tweets that I have been posting, well, my staff actually, you'll see that the tweets that we post have nothing to do with even politics or Bitcoin. I mean, for the most part, they are more than 95% health, nutrition, food science, environment, pollution, you know, biotech, pesticides, herbicides, medical science, physics, all those things. Those are the topics that we tend to post on. So Twitter banned my accounts not because of anything that I tweeted. Twitter banned them because I dared to talk about the possible criminal behavior of Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and I talked about that on the Alex Jones Show. So you see how evil Twitter has become. You see what they're doing now. Twitter is abusing and exploiting its power to censor independent journalists who are raising questions about a possible financial fraud Ponzi scheme that Jack Dorsey is involved with. Wow. I mean, this is astonishing. This is such a conflict of interest on the part of Twitter that you can't even mention criticism of Jack Dorsey without being banned. And see, to me, this looks like Joe Rogan and Jack Dorsey, in my mind, from what I've read, it looks like they are conspiring to push a massive financial fraud scheme on the public to enrich themselves, to deceive Joe Rogan viewers, to deceive the world, and to silence all critics and shut them down and make sure that critics or whistleblowers or just investigators like myself can never be heard. And you know what? Who elected Jack Dorsey to run our public conversations? Nobody. He's unelected. There's zero transparency. Twitter does whatever it wants with zero oversight. They control public conversations, and they get to decide who to silence or which side of a debate is allowed to be heard. That's techno-fascism. This is like the Nazi Third Reich, and this is why I've said that if the people of the world are to be free, the people and the governments of the world must rise up and defeat these tech giants. They need to be dismantled. They need to be shut down. Twitter needs to be occupied and dismantled, is the way I'm describing it. Occupied peacefully and dismantled piece by piece. And I believe that Jack Dorsey needs to be criminally investigated. And I don't know about Joe Rogan. He wasn't really on my radar until all this flared up. But Joe Rogan, it looks like he's on the take. It looks like he's getting paid money, big money, again, $300,000 a month to help Jack Dorsey push his, what I think is financial fraud. And so we live in a time where the federal government will send 29 armed agents to raid the home of Roger Stone, who's done nothing wrong and doesn't even own any weapons, by the way. And yet people like Jack Dorsey are given free rein to push what looks like a massive cryptocurrency financial fraud Ponzi scheme. And he has the power to silence anyone who dares to speak out about that. That's the world in which we live now. It is a criminal techno mafia that is running our world. Twitter, Google, Facebook, Apple, they've become more powerful than any government in the world. And they do not respect civil liberties. They do not respect freedom of speech. They silence whomever they want. And they answer to no one. Jack Dorsey has crowned himself king of speech. And he is exploiting and abusing that power to silence the speech of his critics. This is medieval stuff. This is modern day, you know, medieval. The king sends you to the dungeon. That's what this is. And Jack Dorsey thinks he's the king. And until they're stopped, by the way, until these techno tyrants are stopped, they will only become more emboldened and more dangerous to our democracy. We cannot have a democracy when we are not allowed to engage in a public debate. When journalism is silenced, we can't have a democracy. Remember when Washington Post ran that Super Bowl ad and their slogan, you know, democracy dies in darkness. And then, of course, the very next day, the Washington Post silenced and spiked the story about that, what's his name, Fairfax in Virginia, who was accused of forcing a woman on him. I mean, the Washington Post spiked that story because he's a Democrat. So yeah, democracy dies in darkness. And guess who's pushing the darkness? People like Jack Dorsey. People or organizations like the Washington Post, they are pushing the darkness. But it's worse than that. Let me tell you about Apple. Over the past couple of weeks, Apple has sent a series of demands to Natural News, and this is extraordinary. You won't believe this, so listen carefully because I'm going to speak here with precision about what they've done. Apple has demanded that Natural News stop publishing content on certain specific topics, or they will suspend our Apple app, you know, the iPhone app, the Natural News iPhone app. They have said specifically that we cannot write about abortion and we cannot write about Satanism, because we've covered those topics, you know, the rise of Satan worship in America and this infanticide, the new baby killing abortion law in New York, for example. Apple said, you're not allowed to write about that. And they said that we can't write about it because some people might find it disturbing. And we asked them, what do you mean by disturbing? Who decides what's disturbing? And they never answer. They just send us more articles that we're not allowed to publish. They said we're not allowed to publish articles about illegal immigrants carrying infectious diseases into the United States, such as antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. Can't write about that, according to Apple. Well, you can write about American children having measles, but you can't write about illegals having tuberculosis. And you can't write about Satanism. You can't write about demons. You can't write about the Bible. This is what Apple has become now. Apple, fully aligned with Satanism, defending Satanism, in the same way that Jack Dorsey silences you for questioning Jack Dorsey's lack of ethics, Apple won't let you write about the Satanism that is powering Apple. Apple is run by Satanists. As Alex even mentioned on his show, Apple's logo is the bite out of the apple. It is the rise of devil in biblical scripture. That's the symbol of Apple. That's their logo. That's what they were founded on, and that's what they stand for. It's astonishing. These companies are pure evil. And I've known this was coming, by the way, when I saw how they deplatformed Alex Jones. I knew all this was coming. And I was contacted, and I was both offered money and I was also threatened. And the demand was that I turn on Alex Jones. And at one point, they offered me $50,000. And then at another point, they threatened to have me censored if I didn't expose this thumb drive that someone had placed in a mailbox at an address that was publicly available. I'm not going to go into details how, but they found the mailbox. They put a thumb drive in there, and the thumb drive contained documents that they said I was supposed to publicly release. Well, when I refused to release those documents, and I burned and melted the thumb drive, within 48 hours, Google blacklisted the entire naturalnews.com domain. That was over a year ago. It was like a year and a half or something. I forgot the exact date, maybe 2 years. Google blacklisted naturalnews.com, the entire domain, for I think 6 days. Google never gave any justifiable reason for the blacklisting. There was no justification whatsoever. They just did it as a human decision. They said to themselves, we just have to silence Natural News, just block them. Because the threat was made. You turn on Alex Jones, because Alex Jones has been designated public enemy number one. You turn on Alex Jones or we will destroy you. We will censor you. Now, Twitter and Jack Dorsey are following the same script. You have to turn on Alex Jones or they will destroy you. And the thing is, you know, Alex and I don't agree on everything. We've had disagreements or small differences in the past, but that's not the point. I do not give in to coercion. That's the thing. Just the fact that they're demanding that I publicly turn on Alex Jones is the reason why I refuse to do it. Because it's wrong, it's evil, and it shows the mob mentality, the mafia tactics, the techno-fascism, as I call it, of these radical tyrants that run the tech companies without any oversight, with no accountability, with zero honesty, no respect for freedom of speech, no respect for real journalism. These tech giants are so dangerous to our democracy. This is why I've sounded the alarm and said that they must be defeated. They must be completely dismantled. And I believe that the CEOs of Twitter, Apple, Tim Cook, YouTube, Google, and Facebook, I believe that they are criminals. And I believe that they must be arrested, indicted, and imprisoned. And I think that they're carrying out a massive criminal conspiracy to deny hundreds of millions of Americans their right to freedom of expression and their right to engage in the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Because what these tech giants are doing is massive economic sabotage. They are economically suffocating all independent media. And anybody who's a real journalist who's speaking out or doing investigations against these tech giants, if you dare to investigate Jack Dorsey, you will be banned by Twitter. That is a mafia-style behavior and tactic by Twitter. And Apple is trying to protect Satanists. Why? Because they are Satanists. Do you get it? They're run by Satanists. They are minions of Satan. That's who runs the highest levels of Apple. It doesn't mean that every person who works there is a Satanist. Not all of them are, but at the highest levels they are. I mean, these techno people, just speaking broadly, these wealthy techno billionaires, these are the people that want an open border so they can continue to engage in human trafficking. They can continue to buy child sex slaves for their sex dungeons. You know, Alex is right about that. This is what they do. I'm not alleging that Jack Dorsey specifically does that or Tim Cook specifically does that, but what I'm saying is that the high-level pedophiles who donate to the Democrat Party are very strongly represented in the tech industry. A lot of these people might be people behind the scenes who you don't know their names, you don't know their faces, maybe they're not the CEOs, but there are a lot of wealthy Silicon Valley tech people who are pedophiles and child rapists and child traffickers. I mean, we've seen those stories again and again in the investigations, and the things that I am told off the record would blow your mind. You can't even believe humanity is capable of such evil. But this is happening because there's no accountability. No one is stopping the tech giants. No one is saying no to them. And as we've seen before, if you take a group of people and you give them unlimited power and unlimited money, they will become monsters. They will go crazy with, you know, child rape and child trafficking and, you know, censorship and just dreams of world domination and everything else. I mean, Bill Gates is out there saying, you know, the human population needs to be dramatically reduced. Too many people in the world. So he's pro depopulation. He's been that way for a long time. He gives all this money out for infertility technologies to cause infertility. That's what he does. He spends his time and money figuring out how to eliminate humans. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You wouldn't believe what these other people are into when it comes to Satanism and demonic worship. But again, they silence you for even daring to mention it. You are not allowed to speak. If you speak the truth, you are silenced. Now, if you speak lies, oh, then you are given massive rewards. If you're willing to lie for the establishment, you are given higher rankings. You're given a boost in your traffic. You're given massive riches and money. You're given a massive audience, lots of social influence. You are pumped up to the highest levels because you sell out. If you sell out humanity and become complicit with the tech giants, you will be rewarded. But if you defend humanity and you reject the Satanism and you reject the Ponzi schemes, you reject the financial fraud, you reject the censorship and the evil and the arrogance of these techno-fascist pricks, if you reject all that, you will be punished, you will be silenced, you will be defamed and smeared, you'll be lied about. They will just fabricate total lies about you and make sure those lies get the highest rankings in Google. I have been deplatformed by YouTube for almost a year now. Now I've been deplatformed by Twitter. Apple is attempting to deplatform us by controlling what we write about. Google has been shadow banning us for years, and they deplatformed us for 6 days. And Facebook shadow bans us like 99.8% or something like that, because all these techno-fascists are working in collusion to silence the most important voices of our time, the voices that are warning you about the death cult techno-fascist left that is now seizing world power for world domination, to enslave humanity, to control humanity, to surveil all of you in everything you do. You are carrying around a surveillance device. It's called your Android. It's called your iPhone. And yes, they are spying on you. They are recording everything you say. They are listening. They are watching. They are archiving every voice print, every photo, every piece of video, every location, metadata, everything, every email you send or receive, every website you visit, every search term you type into the search engine, you are being surveilled. They are building a prison around you. And if you speak out against that prison, you will be silenced. This is the greatest threat to human freedom that we have ever experienced in the history of human civilization. This threat against human freedom posed by people like Jack Dorsey and Twitter and Google and others, this threat is a far greater threat than Adolf Hitler, the Nazi regime, the Third Reich, and the Holocaust. The Holocaust killed 6 million Jews. What these techno-fascists are trying to achieve today is the mass extermination of 6 billion human beings that they have decided should not have a life on Earth because they want depopulation. This is the greatest danger to humankind that we have ever faced. And again, the voices that are warning you about this are the voices that are being silenced. And it makes me wonder, what options are available to human beings that are attempting to defend themselves against this fascism? What options are available when these tech giants have been granted legal immunity, just like the vaccine industry? They have legal immunity through the Communications Decency Act, CDA, Section 230, which says they are not responsible for anything they publish, and yet they selectively censor certain channels. So they are, of course, editorializing what they publish, but they're hiding behind that law to rise to a level of global domination and global techno-fascism. They are more powerful than governments. They're more powerful than national economies, and they have dirt on everyone. They can blackmail and threaten almost everyone because they've got all your pictures, they've got all your videos, all your audio. They've been recording you surreptitiously in your own home, in your own bedroom. They know what you search for. They know what diseases you have. They know what you purchase on Amazon.com. They know what search terms you use in every search engine. They know everything about you, and they will weaponize that information and use it against you while paying off shills. People to go along with it will be paid off and will be promoted. This is why I say the only people that you can trust in society anymore are the people who are vilified and censored. Being censored is now a badge of honor in this human fight against total techno-tyranny. Personally, I don't trust anybody unless they've been censored, because anyone who's being effective, anyone who is telling the truth for long enough, will be silenced. If someone is not yet silenced, it either means that they've been paid off, they're going along with the system, they're trying to infiltrate the independent media, or they're just not big enough yet to get the attention of the tech giants, but they will be censored in the future. Being censored now is the badge of authenticity for someone to know that someone is fighting for humanity. And I want you to know that what I'm fighting for every day and why I refuse to be silenced, I'm fighting to defend the lives of human babies. I'm fighting to defend our natural world against pollution, agricultural chemicals, glyphosate, atrazine, pesticides. This is why I run my lab. This is why we are ISO accredited. This is why I wrote the book, Food Forensics, because I believe in a clean world. I believe in nutrition and health. I'm fighting for your right to live a life free of cancer, a life where you're not truly intoxicated and maimed by the cancer industry and their weapon systems called chemotherapy. I'm fighting for a world where you don't drug your children because the pharmaceutical industry convinces you that a hyperactive child has a brain disease or disorder. No, it's called learning. This is how children behave. They're just trying to learn. Of course, children are active. That's how they learn. They play. My God, what is happening to our world where the people defending humanity, like myself, are the most censored, the most vilified, the most economically sabotaged, while those who have sold out humanity are the most celebrated and rewarded? You know what? It's sick. It's sick that, you know, someone in my position could have easily, you know, someone, if they're willing to sell out humanity, they could have easily become a billion-dollar corporation. As long as you're willing to go along with the lies of the left-wing fascists. As long as you say transgenderism is awesome, as long as you say illegal immigrants are awesome, as long as you attack Trump, as long as you say Alex Jones is a horrible person, as long as you go along with, here, buy Bitcoin, push the Bitcoin scam, here, yeah, Twitter is good. Yeah, Google is awesome. They're not spying on you. No, that's not true. As long as you say all of these lies, and I think that people like Joe Rogan have signed up to spout those lies for money, by the way. But as long as you say those lies, you will be protected and promoted. As long as you lie about science, lie about medicine, lie about culture, lie about biology, lie about economics, lie about history, lie about everything, you will be rewarded because we live in a society now where lies are the currency of the left. And anyone who's not willing to spout the lies is punished and destroyed. Well, I tell you what, I would rather go through this life with my soul and my dignity intact than lie against humanity to experience temporary financial riches. I am not for sale. My soul is not for sale. This life is temporary, but what we do here counts forever. What we do here is imprinted on our soul forever. And I am on the side of God. I'm on the side of goodness. I'm on the side of life, truth, real justice. And none of that is for sale. Not for sale. Can't be compromised. And so if we continue to live under this techno-fascist regime, they might succeed in silencing me down to a tiny audience, a tiny operation, a tiny business. Well, if that's where we end up, then so be it. I would rather have my dignity, my truth, and my God than to sell out humanity for money or to become complicit with these techno tyrants and these fascist techno criminals like Jack Dorsey and Tim Cook, who are enslaving humanity for profit and lying to people and censoring the truth every day. They are evil beyond imagination, and their souls will burn in hell. They don't know it yet, but there's going to come a day where they figure out that they joined the wrong team. They joined Team Satan, and there's a long-term spiritual cost for that that they will be unable to bear when that day comes that they are called to account for their actions on this earth. And there are hundreds of millions of people that will burn in hell with them for going along with this, the murder of human babies, the silencing of truth, the pushing of financial fraud on purpose to cheat people, the attacks and the smearing on innocent people and independent journalism, the coordinated censorship. These are acts of extreme evil, and Jack Dorsey is guilty of these acts. Tim Cook is guilty of these acts. Mark Zuckerberg is guilty. Google, what's his name? Pinchai. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He's guilty of these as well. And so are all the top level enemy combatants in all those tech giants who are enemies of humanity. Whether or not they answer for their crimes in our current society is unknown, but ultimately they will answer for their crimes. They will answer to God, and they will be judged, and they will be held accountable. Ultimately, all of us will be. So I remind you, first of all, I thank you for your ongoing support. What I am suffering through is one of the most relentless assaults on human dignity, human speech, and independent journalism that our world has ever seen. And I am attacked and assaulted precisely because I refuse to surrender to evil. So I appreciate your support. You can support me at healthrangerstore.com. Lab verified, incredibly clean, incredibly healthy products, over 700 products for home and health. We are the only online e-commerce company with an in-house laboratory, and we are expanding glyphosate certification to all of our products over time. You can see the symbols on our website. So I appreciate your support, but more important than that actually is your spiritual support. I appreciate you understanding what I'm fighting for and why I'm in this fight. I appreciate your moral support, your prayers and blessings. And we have come out overtly and said we are a pro-life publisher. Just in case there was any confusion, we are pro-life. We support the unborn. We support protecting them. We are opposed to infanticide. We are opposed to child murder. Gosh. And Apple says you're not allowed to say that because Apple is now 100% invested in Satanism and evil. That's who Apple is. So this is what we're up against. And I don't know how this gets concluded. I don't know how we defeat the techno tyrants who are now dominating our society. But I know that if humanity is to be free, defeating those techno tyranny giants is absolutely essential. The only way humanity has a future is if Google, Facebook, Apple, Twitter are utterly dismantled. I mean, ripped apart piece by piece, taken down. Banished from our society. They have abused their power to such an extreme that they have forfeit their right to operate as entities in a civil society. They do not honor freedom of speech. They do not honor the First Amendment, nor the Second Amendment for that matter. They are enemies of humanity. They are engaged in massive financial frauds and crimes, in my opinion. They are pushing dangerous, toxic, pro-Satan, pro-abortion information and banning those who are trying to defend humanity. That's what Google has become. That's what Facebook has become. Twitter, Apple, Snapchat, YouTube, all of them. They're in the same boat. They're all run by pure evil. Now, if you want to read the truth, you need to bypass all social media. You need to go directly to the websites that you know and love. You need to go to naturalnews.com in your browser. And of course, the next step of the tech giants is to ban URLs in your browser. So Google Chrome will eventually ban naturalnews.com. You won't be able to even go there. Or they'll have a big warning. Warning, nothing is true on this website. Don't read it. You know, that's where they're going. And so you have to find an alternative browser. And then the next level is they're going to seize the domain names. And I've already been warned that this is coming. The World Health Organization recently declared that so-called anti-vax information is a global health threat, one of the top 10 threats of 2019. So let me get this straight. So infectious disease-carrying illegal immigrants are not a public health threat, and you're not allowed to talk about that. But if you say that vaccines contain toxic ingredients that harm some children, then you are a public health threat. That's what the WHO now says. And believe me, the lawmakers in America, if the Democrats gain more power, they will outlaw online speech that is critical of vaccines. And if you continue to publish information that talks about the actual ingredients in vaccines, the aluminum, the antibiotics, the formaldehyde, the MSG, the thimerosal, mercury, if you dare talk about the scientific truth of the properties of vaccines, you will have your domain seized. You will be criminally arrested and prosecuted and silenced that way. That's what's coming. Because our world is now dominated by pure evil. And it comes through the tech giants, and it comes through left-wing Democrats and their insane new law proposals. And almost every institution, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the United Nations, the FDA, all pure evil, run by the same people, ultimately, at the top, the same evil entities that are running Apple and Twitter and Google and Facebook. It's all the same thing, and they have decided literally to exterminate humanity. Their job is to exterminate humanity. So anybody who attempts to defend human life is the enemy to them. And I could go on and talk about, and I probably will in another podcast, about exactly what is the plan. Why are they trying to exterminate humanity? Why are they polluting the atmosphere now and calling it a solution to global warming? Why are they spraying in the stratosphere with aerosol injections to block the sun, to achieve what they call global dimming, to shut down photosynthesis, collapse the food webs, and lower the oxygen level in the atmosphere in order to asphyxiate human beings? Why are they doing that? It's called terraforming, folks. Terraforming. They're altering the planet. They're getting it ready for the next thing, and the next thing is the post-human era. I'll talk about that later. This is exactly what's going on. Humanity is the target. And all those who defend humanity will be silenced, will be smeared, will be economically sabotaged. This is the simple, undeniable truth about where we are now in our world. And people like Jack Dorsey are the enemies of humanity. People like Tim Cook are the enemies of humanity, but the friends of Satan. Think about it. They literally tell Natural News, we cannot publish stories about Satan or Satanism. You know, condemning Satanism. Why? Because Apple is run by a Satanist, and they have to defend Satan. They have to stop any criticism of Satan. This is who Apple has become. Your iPhone is a mark of the beast type of device. It's the mark on your hand. You cannot engage in commerce without permission from the tech giants. Do you understand? And all the Wi-Fi and everything else, of course, it causes the burns. You are being exposed. You're being given cancer, brain cancer from your cell phone. It's actually described that way in the Bible. It's actually described as the mark of the beast causes burns and boils on your skin. That's iPhones, people. You're walking around with a satanic tracking device that is listening to everything you say. and watching everything you do, and monitoring all your commerce, and cutting you off if you don't worship evil. So there's the truth. I just laid it out for you. That's what's at stake. That's the battle that's being waged. Keep reading naturalnews.com. Just go directly to the website. I appreciate your support. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm here to fight for humanity, no matter what. There's nothing that can take me away from this mission. Nothing. No worldly thing can stop me from continuing to tell the truth. I mean, they can crush my audience, but they can't shut off my voice. I'll just reach a smaller number of people with a bigger truth. That's it. That's how it works. And eventually, evil will be defeated, although we don't know if it's in our lifetimes. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. Prayers and blessings to all of you. Everything is at stake. Join the fight to protect humanity and defeat intense evil. Tear down the tech giants. Defeat them like we defeated the Nazis. The time has come. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.